Welcome back.
Hello.
Let me see.
There's one of mine.
Okay. Hello, welcome back.
Hello, Florence.
We're waiting for Sebastian.
Oh.
There he is.
We have a slight problem.
Have a cup of coffee?
I opened the CD-ROM box there, guys.
No.
Okay.
You can't, sorry.
Shall we just cancel it?
During my work, I have no time either, so.
Well, this is life. Sorry, Edu?
Yeah, I opened the CD-ROM box.
Okay.
Accidentally.
Okay.
That's all right.
People, welcome back with the second meeting. For now, on the schedule are a few points. First of all, the opening, which we are doing now. Second, I received some new project requirements. I'm not sure if you received them as well, but I will tell you about it. Then the three of you prepared a presentation, I think. Sebastian?
I think so too.
Roel?
Yeah.
Ruud?
Almost.
Almost. Okay. Then we'll do your one of the last. The top
You
goal
can
of this
upload your presentation from here, I believe.
We will figure it out.
Okay.
Can you try to?
If it's wireless, I just
Yeah,
didn't know.
we'll
But I
see.
don't think it's wireless. Or it is.
It is,
Yeah?
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. The top goal of this meeting is to reach a decision on the product, on the target group, and the functions of the remote control. So keep that in mind. We have 40 minutes, so it's now. Yeah, okay. The new project requirements. First of all, we didn't speak about it, but we should not support teletext in the remote. Because our board feels that teletext is out of date and internet is replacing teletext. So we are not even going to try to implement it in our product. It's a board decision. The remote control should only be used for television because it's not feasible. It's not.
Yeah.
We cannot make it because of the time to market that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
The third requirement is that we should focus on customers that are younger than 40, which is important for you, Ruud, and as well for Roel, because the product should be interesting and should be bought by people younger than 40. Then for Roel as well, important, the corporate image should be recognizable in our product. So the colors and the slogan do have to be in the product.
Yes.
Is that clear? Any questions on these requirements? No? Okay. The individual presentations. Roel or Sebastian, who of you would like to start?
Yeah, I'll start.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Well, how can I Jeez, I'm just gonna chill. Is the pers- yes. Right. Well, we discussed this already in the previous discussion. The method of the remote control is just the function of remote control is basically to send messages to the television set. So that was the main important thing,
Yep.
what a remote control should do. Then I found two different kind of remote controls. The multifunction remote control with many possibilities, but the lack of the feeling I already mentioned in the previous discussion, and the ease of use remote control with less possibilities, but a great feeling in touching the buttons.
Yeah.
But yeah, my personal preferences were ease of the ease to use remote control, because the user friendliness and can be more trendy in user design. But your new goal was for people than less than 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the multifunction can be implemented in our design, but it should. I think it should be a combination, but teletext buttons are not in our design, so it should take out, well, 8 buttons or so. But in my opinion, the ease to use RC is the best possibility for us.
Okay. Ruud, did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the important thing here is...
And it's also... Indeed, Ruud's insight in the topic.
In the market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does the market want? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. We
just for user friendliness, I should choose for the ease of use remote control.
Yeah. Okay. Sebastian.
Okay.
Still the right thing.
Okay.
Well, there are some changes in the design requirements, so there are some changes in the method also. Basically, all this device has to do is send messages to a TV set, and the most easy way to do this is by sending pulses of infrared light to a TV set. Well, I've tried to implement a picture here, but it's hardly visible. Can you see?
No.
It's not
visible.
Well, there's an energy source here, and basically it's connected to 3 things: a user interface connected to a chip, which is connected to the sender, which generates messages using infrared light, which are sent to the receiver. That's basically the idea. And there's a little picture just for your imagination how a device like this should look or can look. Okay. What have I found? Usually these kind of things consist of a battery, infrared, diodes, buttons, chips, and circuit boards. That's all. It's cased together, nothing more than that. It's almost every piece of equipment, every TV set is controlled infrared. There are some exceptions, but most of all have infrared controls. And the more luxury remote controls have little buttons. And I think that's
glow in the dark concept.
Yes, and it's a little bit more fancy also. So maybe we should consider that.
Okay.
I have a basic scheme of the things which are implemented. Basically, this is all there is. There's just one chip. There are a few buttons connected, the buttons are lit, and the whole thing is transmitted by an infrared diode, and there's another power source here. So, that's basically the total design of this piece of equipment. That's not
so it's fairly easy.
It's fairly easy. It's been done many times before. I think we should succeed in our plan to do this.
Okay.
So. Okay. So, personally, I think we should use infrared, because otherwise our device cannot communicate with almost every TV set. So, I think that should be clear.
Okay.
Another important point is we really should use energy sparse friendly components. There are specially designed energy friendly components which consume far less power than conventional components. And if we want to use rechargeable design or energy safe design, we should really implement it. for cost effectiveness, we should really use a very low cost circuit board, because most of the production costs are in this part of the equipment.
Okay.
And the money we save on using this, we can use for elaborate fancy lighting techniques, blinking LEDs, all that kind of fancy stuff. I think our users really like this.
And what if we use the LEDs? Does it use much more energy or?
No, the power friendly LEDs also, so we can use that. So that's a problem.
For the same costs? Can be in
they're a little bit more expensive, but by
combined with the low cost circuit boards,
we can make it.
Well, you could only lit the buttons use the most, so the channel switching.
Yeah.
Okay. But the question is whether two or four buttons makes a difference in the costs if you already plan to include fancy lighting techniques.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I think it's the same as in a cell phone, just one light in the device that shines in all the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And not for.
Well, it's not one light, there are more lights in there.
Yeah, but not for each button,
no,
one on a better thing.
That's right.
Okay.
So, well, this should be it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Ruud.
Mine is already outdated.
Okay, well, we are very curious to what the market would feel about such a product. So any income is welcome. Input.
Well,
the numbers show that the target market is 10 million units, of which we should sell about 40% to make the 5 million.
We can sell a little bit more to the right.
Yeah. But since the other part is 40% of the market, I thought earlier we might want to concentrate on that portion of the market. But since the requirements changed, that's not a good idea. Well, skip this.
Yeah.
Well, this is still true, of course. That they only use 10% of the buttons. The buttons to zap are used about 1500 times when the power button is only used one time, and the volume button is only four times. So they are obviously the most important button. And lots of people complain they can't find their remote control, so we might want to build in a feature to support them. Some audio signal, like home phones.
Well, that's
a
finding
function.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting.
Yes.
It separates your product from others
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Well, I just said that, and well, this is obvious, and he also said it.
Okay, so that's what the market tells us.
That's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Volume and the Z buttons are mostly used.
Z buttons most, volume, they are most used a lot, but more than
but
the other buttons.
Just have a design, perfect design for those only those buttons.
Yes.
The first, so we should focus on that.
Yeah.
The technical, I think there are no technical difficulties. There's no elaborate technique used in this kind of equipment. So I don't think we have any hiccups there. So we can fully concentrate on developing a product that is really what the market needs. So maybe it's a good idea to think about these buttons and
the sound signal.
There's one thing I'm just wondering. Sound signal. From where do you execute the sound?
Another device is not a solution. Well, maybe it
should be.
Maybe like clapping in your hands, like turning on and off the
yeah,
light.
But maybe you'll.
Well, there are some devices who incorporate this technique already. There are video sets, and they have a special button, the find the remote control button. You press it, and your TV set starts to make a kind of weird sound, and your remote controls then start to
report.
Just like that's phones,
same thing.
But TVs don't have all.
No, so we should use something else.
Yeah,
But
because
I believe
we do not
you
have
are
a home.
We do not control the TV set, so.
And even if the TV set has such a button, and you have to walk
yes.
to the TV.
And we want it to make sure it's as easy as possible for our customers. So
what about the clapping technique? Because
I'm convinced Sebastian will find
quite
one solution for us.
It's quite complicated. Because how can you separate the clapping sound from other sounds?
Yeah. Well, you see it a lot in light, lighting.
Well, basically the characteristics of clapping is just an increase in the volume,
yeah,
the amplitude of
yeah.
the sound, which is generated a few times within a certain period of time.
Yeah.
But there are many other sounds which are exactly the same from
so
the point of view.
If you'd be watching a movie, you would constantly be.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
So we
but
don't
we can have just a home station, a base station next to the TV, just a little antenna or something
like that.
Well,
yeah,
if you love
something,
I don't think people
easily.
Would bother walking to the TV and press that button.
No, I don't think
because they lost their remote.
No,
just
the most important thing for people is that there's a central point to which they can go
yeah.
and perform some kind of online. And then the remote control records itself. So we should use something like that. You do not want another device which can be everywhere in the house, which you have to find first before you can find your remote control.
And just a base station next to the TV
or something like that.
But
it will be very costly, I think. So
yeah.
No
maybe we do agree on the thing that the remote should have such a function, if it's possible within the costs and all that kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Sebastian should have a detailed look later on and come up with a solution,
yeah.
because that's his field of expertise.
Yes, but before I do it, I want to warn you that by implementing this kind of function, the technical design will become more complicated
mm-hmm.
And will become more costly also,
yeah.
because there will be additional components which will be used. And there are some.
And do we even prefer sound above the LEDs, the lighting?
I think so, because when you have a newspaper
it's
over your remote control,
item,
you cannot see it.
Yeah, it's a
distinction
in the
unique
market.
Feature
it's
of our
exactly. It's a unique feature,
yeah.
and I think it's worth looking and probably more interesting than the lights.
Just about the user interface, I came up with an easy remote control and an advanced remote control.
Yeah.
What should we choose in design?
Yeah. Well. According to Ruud, people do not use all the extra features very very often. So, okay.
Well, we won't support that, which was the third most, the second most used function.
Okay. Well, we do have a wide board, so I'm not questioning that.
Channel selection is obviously the most important.
Yeah. Okay, so on the relevant scale, the channel selection, the volume selection, and the textual scale.
Yeah. So just the basic functions. And we don't have to use it for DVD players and all kind
no.
of stuff.
No.
So
that's out of the question.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just for the easy
I think we should go.
We can make a nice design when there are not my pleasant.
Well, we should save costs by not implementing a lot of functions, and the money that we can save from that, we should use for having a nice design. And
yeah.
Thinking about the user interface.
Okay, Ruud, how do you feel about that? Do you agree? Do you think the market would respond to a simple?
Well, if we include other functions,
mm-hmm.
Then they might. Because young people like new features.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so this is kind of
just a few buttons, friendly design, nice lightning effects,
okay.
And
sound. Maybe there's another possibility. If you
you can make it look like an easy piece of equipment, but it's quite elaborate because it has many functions.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more important to make it look like a very friendly, easy to catch piece of equipment. But
are we not in the manual? I mean, if you have few buttons, no display.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's working with shift functions and one button can.
Like that. Well, I was more thinking about more elaborate way of controlling by these kind of sticks or something like that. I don't know if it's user friendly. That's your field of expertise.
Yeah,
but
I don't
how
know
does
yet.
How does the remote report give back to the user in what state it is? Because we do not implement that.
No, but there's no way to do that because we cannot implement that kind of system.
I know, but if we use like a stick, for example,
mm-hmm.
Well,
maybe we can use light for that. When you move the stick to a position, maybe a light next to it can lit up. So you know, I've just pushed the button or changed the channel or tuned up the volume, something like that.
And if you use that stick for volume control and channel selection, you have two most important functions.
Yeah.
And one.
And we could have other buttons for the advanced.
Just use instead of the stick, like many cell phones, just around. Well,
yeah,
just
draw the board.
It's already. Oh, we have a blank. Oh. It's just an easy way of a round button which can be pushed in four directions instead of a stick. A stick is vulnerable
yeah,
when it's falling down, or just a round button should be the trick, I think.
Yes, and this also looks more fancy, I think.
I think
it will attract more public.
And it's also quite easy to use, so it'll attract younger people because it's well, new, and it might attract older people because it's new.
Jeez. Well, volume and. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Program up and down.
Okay, yeah.
And the phone, yeah, the pen doesn't
repeat that, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, but we're still in the question of putting in advanced options. Rick just told us the market is interested in some advanced new techniques. However, keeping it simple is important for the costs and all those kind of things. We need to find a balance between the advanced techniques and user friendliness.
But I think our next step to look at is just that. So I don't think it's we have something to do. We can't discuss it right now because no one of us has the information to discuss about that.
Well,
I think
we do have to decide this meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to have the user function, other functions,
mm-hmm.
decide, and our target audience.
Okay, but this is so it's just.
Which do you want a list of functions? Do you want an explicit list which incorporates all functions available on the device?
Well, I do not want a full. It's not necessary to have a full list, but I want the kind of functions.
Okay.
For example. The most important are volume and program selecting.
10 digits.
Well, for example, that's what we should think about. Really, how is the remote going to look?
Oh,
not in the user
just
interface.
One function, the program to program button, the switch to two channels. When you have something on channel 4 and something on channel 6,
yeah.
Just one button which can.
A bit of a split mode, like
yeah,
dual channel watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I should write that down.
secretary.
Ruud, what's your last name?
Nielsen.
Nielsen, because I was writing it down in the last.
Nielsen.
Right. I put all the minutes I make into the shared folder, so if you want to have a look at it, you know where to find it.
Make a subfolder for it because it's kind of very helpful, right?
Yeah, that's if you want to do it, that's what
Or if you use the W
Okay. Okay, so volume, program, dual channel.
Yes, that's important.
And do we want
10
digits?
Yeah, I believe. Are you sure?
Well, if you want to go to channel 19, you only have that button.
Yeah, that's complicated.
Yeah.
But is that so relevant? Because I don't think that you should.
I wouldn't buy it personally.
If it
remote
were
control without the 10 digits.
Okay, I can imagine.
I think the
I
most
agree, actually.
I can
just
imagine
LRE will
supply
buy
decoder,
it. But
and you have, well, about 600 channels. I can imagine you want this. But if you're a regular TV user and you just want to watch the Dutch television networks, well, you can. It's about 10 buttons.
But
it's
we do
button.
Have
yeah.
13 different Dutch channels.
The
yeah,
only people
yeah,
only
how
use
how
5
then do you watch
if we are
these
talking
channels
to the younger audience, they'll probably watch more channels than the older people. So
yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, okay. But I think these 10 buttons look a bit dull, don't you think?
Well, it depends on the links on the on the
okay. Well, then there should be
well
should be done
you
something specifically.
You can make them very fancy by I mean, Nokia, they have 10 digits on their phones and it still looks very fancy.
Yeah.
So I do not agree.
Okay, so you can experiment by with shape or with size or with color.
Exactly, exactly.
And there are some numbers about speech recognition here that younger people like it. It might be expensive and hard to implement, but it would be a solution.
Okay, speech.
Well, maybe it can be combined with the fight remote control.
Yeah.
So, when you add speech recognition to your remote control, it's very easy to change the channel.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And it's very easy
to
find your remote control.
Yeah.
So, maybe that's a possibility. But I'm afraid it will be a bit costly.
Yeah.
But maybe when we.
If we would. Drop the 10 digits,
mm-hmm.
but keep the program in the volume because maybe
okay.
people do not always want to use their voice.
Okay.
Especially elder people don't like voice recognition, so we should implement such a thing.
Yeah, but we do focus on younger people. We
okay.
It's a board
well
decision.
I think it should work. We should guarantee it.
So we have to
agree
to make a decision between the 10 digits or the voice recognition.
Yes. Well, the voice recognition has the main advantage. Has another advantage. It makes it very easy for us to implement the find the remote control button, remote control
mm-hmm.
function. So
okay.
that's a big advantage, I think.
Okay. Good.
There's only one disadvantage by implementing this. The power saving will be a bit more difficult. So we can expect that there will be a less longer life to the batteries. But maybe we can think something smart about it.
Yeah.
There are some hybrid devices which incorporate solar panel and rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
So when you just leave the device in a light bulb, it charges itself.
Can we manage it for the cost? Because it's
not
a very
maybe not. I'll have to find it out.
And include a cradle in which it could recharge.
Yes.
So that would be a big problem.
No. Now that's very cheap.
Is the cradle very cheap?
Oh, it's very cheap. That's no problem. It's just a case with two metal contacts.
I know, but there should be an adapter as well.
Yes, but the mass productions are very cheap, so it will cost us practically nothing.
We have about 10 minutes left this meeting. I would like to hear, maybe you all have things not spoken about yet that are important. Luke, you came up with the voice recognition data. Are there other things about the market we should know?
I think we dealt with the most important information. So that the younger part of the market isn't the 40% we want to sell to. So we should, or at least a bit, look at the old people. But with what's like that, we should at least use the market to track them too. So
okay.
I think that's a big problem.
Okay, so although we are focusing on younger people, to make it profitable, we still need to take into account the bit old. Rule.
I have nothing to add.
Nothing.
Okay.
Sebastian.
I just wanted to make a summary of all things and the different possibilities. Basically, we've decided to implement a seemingly easy design. So on the outside, it looks easy, but we can make it easy on the inside or elaborate on the inside. So that's one of those are the choices we have to make. But I think there's a big advantage in making it more elaborate by implementing speech techniques, voice recognition, these kinds of things.
Yeah.
It makes it also more attractable, I think, to our audience. There are some advantages and some disadvantages, and the main advantage is that we can implement fancy techniques, which think our customers will like. The disadvantage is that there are some concerns about the costs and things like battery lifetime, energy saving. Another advantage is that the circuit board will become much more easier if you do not implement these buttons. If we just add a chip which does the voice recognition, our circuit board will become even more cheap. So
yeah, and that was the main issue, right?
Well, it was an issue. But we also thought that we already thought we should do it as cheaply as possible.
Yeah.
And this even makes it more cheap.
So but the cheaper the chip or
the circuit board,
the fewer buttons you can use.
The fewer buttons you have,
yeah,
the cheaper the circuit board.
It's the other way around. Yeah.
And it's very cheap to incorporate integrated circuits.
Then we should just take a look at the costs, and
because I don't
especially
know
for the voice recognition,
yes.
I really don't.
Can be costly.
I'm not sure how I will determine the costs. I will have to look at it. Maybe you will get some information on that.
Yes.
I'm not sure how.
I hope my personal coach will have a look at it.
Okay, great. We're done. For now, we will have the lunch break.
Oh,
nice. I don't know how long the break will be, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Then we will have 30 minutes of time to perform our individual work, and I'm sure your personal coaches will assist you with it. I will put the minutes I just made in the project documents folder if you want to look at it. The interface designer, I would like to, the next meeting I would like to receive the components concept. Lou, from you I would
interface
like to
industrial.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
User interface designer, Lou, I would like to see the user interface concept. And
And the only problem is that it depends on the decisions, decisions Sebastian makes about the voice
well,
recognition.
it should be
Well.
easy. That's what we concluded. It should be an easy interface with not so much buttons,
Yeah.
just a volume and a program one. And yeah, some fancy lights. I think that's what we decided.
So we dropped the voice recognition?
No, we
Oh.
didn't. But it shouldn't be integrated. Yeah, it's of course a user interface, but I was talking about really the
Okay.
design of the.
Well, do we really have to decide now, or
No.
can we decide the next meeting?
We can decide the next meeting.
Okay. Because I'll have some updated info on that.
Yeah, I guess all of you have updated info. I'm
Yeah.
sure the marketing expert will receive that. He will do some trend watching, and I'm sure the market will. I've lost that. Will change,
Adapt, yeah.
adapt, and so we will see that. Yeah, that's
That's
it for
it.
now.
Okay.
Any other questions, or can we have the lunch?
We can have the lunch.
Yeah, I'll take
Okay.
the lunch.